Fanning, weekends on 2FM.
Paul Whittington, Paul, how you doing? Are you all right?
Grand, thanks, Dave.
Good on yourself. Movies, big time, big screen. What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen Respect yet, have you?
I have not.
Well, I think it's well worth a look. People may know that Aretha Franklin, before she died in 2018, she was actually involved in this project, and some critics have suggested that it's sanitized as a consequence, like that it doesn't delve into the dark bits of her life. But I think that's sort of partly true, but not really. And Jennifer Hudson, who Aretha wanted to play her, is just, she's exceptional in it, I must say. Not just the singing, everything. It starts from her childhood in Detroit. Her father was C.L. Franklin, he's played by Forest Whitaker. He was a big wheel in the civil rights movement and a very charismatic preacher. And he would have all these sort of society parties with Dinah Washington and Mahalia Jackson, Ella Fitzgerald and all at them. And when she was 9 or 10, Aretha would be got up in the middle of the night to sing for them. So it starts there and it goes through her career and also the traumas she had. She had her first child when she was 12, second when she was 14, because somebody was abusing her in the house. She got over that, and she also got over her involvement with several, a series of unpleasant men before kind of just establishing herself on her own and realizing that she didn't need anybody. The one thing this film does very well, Dave, is the music, because often that's overlooked in biopics like this. And they do the whole, the Amazing Grace gospel sessions, which led to that very famous album in the 70s. But my favorite bit in the film is when she goes to Muscle Shoals to record with the famous rhythm section there, and they start putting together I Never Loved a Man. It's brilliantly done, and it's kind of electrifying when you hear the opening bars of it as it comes together. So I must say I really enjoyed this film.
Okay, it should be called R-E-S-P-E-C-T, but it's actually called Respect, right?
It is called Respect, and she is terrific in it. She really is.
Okay, very good. What else is there?
There is, you were talking to Harriet Walter early on. There's Herself, which I saw. It was nearly released in 2019 when the whole property scandal, as it were, was at its height. And I thought it had sort of missed its moment in a way because of what it's about. But it hasn't. And in fact, watching it again, I think what's come through more strongly is the whole sort of domestic violence thing.
Yeah, and Claire Dunne is brilliant.
She is brilliant in it. Yeah, she is, and she didn't want to. She co-wrote it. She didn't want to play the part. And was persuaded.
So give us the story.
She's Sandra, and she's two little girls, and she's very devoted to them. But her partner, he's played by Ian Lloyd Anderson, is a sociopath or something. He's a very violent person, and she lives in fear of him, and so do the girls. And after one particularly shocking incident, she leaves him. But she's nowhere to live, and the legal system seems to be stacked against her in an extraordinary way, except that I believe it's true. And then this Harriet Walter's character, this wealthy retired doctor whose house she cleans, says, listen, you can build your house in my back garden. And Sandra has this dream then. And this kind of little well of kindness surrounds her as she tries to build it, but it sort of doesn't end with that, and the threats of violence, and the legal system, the threat of all that never recedes. But I must say it's nice. It's kind of like a battle between light and darkness, the film.
Yeah.
And as you said, Claire Dunne's great in it.
Yeah, and we'll be talking to Claire Dunne on the programme next week. Okay, that's Herself. Complete thumbs up there. Also Respect, complete thumbs up there. 4 out of 5, I would imagine. So what else is there?
Cop Shop.
Oh, is that Gerard Butler's new one? No?
There you go.
All right, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, so already you have a good idea of what to expect.
Well, no, I'll tell you, the last one he was in wasn't great in that, but it was pretty, scary stuff. The one about the meteorite hitting the world or something. What was it called?
Oh, yeah, it was. It wasn't bad, actually. Yeah, and in fairness, this isn't bad either. I mean, it's very violent, but, nobody seems to notice that anymore.
Good point.
So, but Butler he's Bob Vidic, this hitman who he crashes his car into a New Mexico police jeep, and he's apparently drunk and he gets arrested. But he's done it deliberately because he wants to get at this other guy, Teddy Moretta, who's played by Frank Grillo.
Greenland. I've just thought of it. Sorry, go on.
Yes. He wants to get at this other guy who's been arrested as himself, and he is on the run from the mob, having embezzled millions from them. And so there's this kind of standoff in the police station jail. And the only thing that sort of stands between that's going to stop Jared Butler's character from killing your man is this cop, an honest cop, played by Alexis Lauder, who's great in it. And it's very, like, sort of, it's slightly Tarantino-esque. It's full of sort of pop culture references and his tongue-in-cheek. And it's kind of funny. And Gerard Butler does have a lot of charisma, whatever you think about his acting style. And it's fine, but it's just very violent. There's one particular death scene involving another hitman, which is like something out of Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer or something. It just seems like something from a different film. So I think they could have dialed down.
Did you say Frank Grillo? I saw him in something recently, and he was the lead actor in it. And it's kind of like a Groundhog Day film, where everything. You haven't seen that, have you? I don't know.
I don't think I have seen it, but he's good. He's sort of charismatic actor, and if people like this kind of stuff, sort of, you know, action comedy stuff, it's not bad.
Right. Okay. So that's Cop Shop. Not bad at all. 3 out of 5, I would imagine. Anything else?
Yeah, a German film called Co-Pilot, which is kind of interesting for a time. It's an IFI film, maybe elsewhere. And Zora Bereshet is the director. And initially it seems like this kind of, you know, thwarted love drama between two culturally divergent Muslims. The girl, Asli, is Turkish, and her mother is horrified when she hears she's going out with this Lebanese fella called Saeed. But then you realise there's a kind of date, the timeline. It's 1996, and the drama is split up into year periods. So that would bring us up to 2001. Your man wants to learn to fly, and he keeps going on about the Jews and the Americans. So he's a budding jihadi, and he's going to take part in 9/11. And that's the clever thing about the film. It's loosely based, I think, on Zara, this character who was on board United in 93 with the one which was overpowered by the passengers. And so I think the idea of, you know, inconveniently, those jihadis were people, they had stories, and that's not something people like to think about. This does, but I think I'm not sure it carries it off really. But it's an interesting idea, though.
Listen, Paul, we're going to have to leave it there because we're past time. So from Africa O'Connell, Ethno O'Connell, Graham Smith, myself, Dave Fanning, good luck till tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And what you've got there from Paul Whittington is Stephen Byrne's coming up next. By the way, Stephen Byrne's going to be talking to Selena Gomez and Steve Martin about their new TV show Only Murders in the Building. But what you've got there is Cop Shop, maybe 3 stars, Co-Pilot, maybe 3 stars, and Herself and Respect, definitely 4 each. Paul, good man, thanks a million, take it easy, bye.
Thanks, Dave.
Dave Fanning, Weekends on 2FM.